Dallas, AP. Just as there are good odds the turkey will taste dry, airports and highways are expected to be jam-packed during Thanksgiving week, a holiday period likely to end in another record day for air travel in the United States. The people responsible for keeping security lines, boarding areas and jetliners moving, from the U.S. Transportation Secretary and airline chiefs on down the line, swear they are prepared for the crowds. Airline passengers might get lucky like they did last year, when relatively few flights were canceled during the holiday week. A repeat will require the weather's cooperation. And even if skies are blue, a shortage of air traffic controllers could create delays. Thanksgiving, by the numbers, Auto Club and Insurance Company AAA predicts that nearly 80 million Americans will venture at least 50 miles from home between Tuesday and next Monday. Most of them will travel by car. Drivers should get a slight break on gas prices. The nationwide average price for gasoline was $3.06 a gallon on Sunday, down from $3.27 at this time last year. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 18.3 million people at U.S. airports during the same seven-day stretch. That would be 6% more than during the corresponding days last year but fit a pattern set throughout 2024. The TSA predicts that 3 million people will pass through airport security checkpoints on Sunday. More than that could break the record of 3.01 million set on the Sunday after the July 4th holiday. Tuesday and Wednesday are expected to be the next busiest air travel days of Thanksgiving week. TSA says it's ready. This will be the busiest Thanksgiving ever in terms of air travel, TSA Administrator David Pekowski said. Fortunately, our staffing is also at the highest levels that they have ever been. We are ready. Pekowski said TSA will have enough screeners to keep general security lines under 30 minutes and lines for people who pay extra for pre-check under 10 minutes. FAA staffing shortage could create delays. However, an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers could cause flight delays. Federal Aviation Administration Administrator Mike Whitaker said last week that he expects his agency to use special measures to deal with shortages at some facilities. In the past, that has included airports in New York City and Florida. If we are short on staff, we will slow traffic as needed to keep the system safe, Whitaker said. The FAA has long struggled with a shortage of controllers that airline officials expect will last for years, despite the agency's lofty hiring goals. Timing of holiday shapes travel patterns. Thanksgiving Day takes place late this year, with the fourth Thursday of November falling on November 28. That shortens the traditional shopping season and changes the rhythm of holiday travel. With more time before the holiday, people tend to spread out their outbound travel over more days, but everyone returns at the same time, said Andrew Watterson, the chief operating officer of Southwest Airlines. A late Thanksgiving leads to a big crush at the end. The Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday after Thanksgiving are usually very busy with Thanksgiving this late, Watterson said. Airlines did a relatively good job of handling holiday crowds last year, when the weather was mild in most of the country. Fewer than 400 U.S. flights were canceled during Thanksgiving week in 2023, about one of every 450 flights. So far in 2024, airlines have canceled about 1.3% of all flights. Combining work and leisure. The rise of remote work also has caused the Thanksgiving travel period to expand, AAA spokesperson Aixa Diaz said. The pandemic changed everything, she said. What we have seen is that post-pandemic, people are leaving at certain times, perhaps even leaving the weekend before Thanksgiving, working remotely from their destination a couple of days, and then enjoying time with their loved ones. Nightmares of Thanksgiving's past have further shaped holiday traffic jams. Motorists who learned to avoid traveling the day before and the Sunday after Thanksgiving have created new bottlenecks on other days, according to Diaz. Because we warned for so long that Wednesday and Sunday are the worst days to travel, people were like, okay, I'm going to leave on Tuesday and come back on Monday to avoid the rush, she said. So now those 2 days are congested as well. Advice for travelers. airport security officials are pleading with passengers to arrive early, not to put lithium-ion batteries in checked bags in case they overheat, and to keep guns out of carry-on bags. TSA has discovered more than 6,000 guns at checkpoints this year, and most of them were loaded. Holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas bring out many infrequent travelers, and they often have questions about what they can bring on the plane. TSA has a list on its website of items that are banned or restricted. Drivers should know that Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons will be the worst times to travel by car, but it should be smooth sailing on freeways come Thanksgiving Day, according to transportation analytics company INRIX. On the return home, the best travel times for motorists are before 1 p.m. on Sunday, and before 8 a.m. or after 7 p.m. on Monday, the company said. In metropolitan areas like Boston, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, and Washington, traffic is expected to be more than double what it typically is on a normal day, INRIX transportation analyst Bob Pishu said. David Koenig, The Associated Press.